Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Figures released by the British Heart Foundation recently showed that nearly a fifth of people in Yorkshire have seen somebody suffer a cardiac arrest. Yet 85% of those surveyed would be reluctant to perform CPR. The main reasons for this seem to be lacking the skills and also the fear of hurting somebody and doing more harm than good. However, experts say that the benefits of performing CPR far outweigh any concerns because by doing nothing, the patient is actually very likely to die. 30,000 people in the UK have a cardiac arrest every year and very few people actually survive. Yet, in countries where CPR is taught more widely, as many as 5,000 could be saved. At the start of this week, as part of a national campaign, 25,000 children in Yorkshire got a lesson in saving lives as part of Restart a Heart Day. And 300 of those were at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. We heard from Kat Gallagher-Hay, who is Head of Personal Development.
We have taken part in this event for a number of years. However, this year we are doing something a little bit different, whereby we are buddying up our younger students with our older students so that they can learn the techniques together and learn from each other. We have volunteers coming in from Yorkshire Ambulance Service who will be demonstrating how to perform the correct CPR procedure to our students. They will then have the opportunity to practice and ask questions, and also to ask questions about the healthcare system in general. Having my husband working in the medical sphere itself, I know the benefits and also how just knowing basic CPR can actually save a person's life. So it's an integral part of daily life for our students. They should know how to do it, and it just empowers them.
We also heard from Sean Dooley at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, who's an emergency medical technician with the Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
The aim today is to teach as many people as we can about early recognition of a cardiac arrest, so recognising that somebody is in a cardiac arrest and to hopefully call for help and treat. For the last 3 years now, we've taught over 55,000 students across the UK. This year again, it's going to be a fantastic experience for all ages, adults down to young children. And today there'll be lots of opportunity to practice and ask questions, so hopefully it'll put the minds at ease. It's one of the most crucial things that everybody should learn. We believe that all children of all ages should learn it. I think it should be on every school curriculum.
And don't worry about breaking ribs. It's possible this could happen, but a broken rib is far better than not surviving. And no one has ever been successfully sued in the UK for helping out in an emergency.
The children watched a CPR instructional video where they were taught how to recognise someone is having a cardiac arrest, to begin chest compressions and to shout for help. Well, they've certainly got the shouting for help part sorted. Joe and Yasmin from Year 9 at Queen Ethelberger's explained why they think days like this are so important.
If something happens, how can I solve it?
Just in case that anybody could, you know, collapse and that you need to know why. So I feel like it's important, even now in later life, that you need to learn how to do it. Like, just some simple moves could save a life.
Chances are you're most likely to have to resuscitate someone you know, like a friend or a family member. So if you do happen to be in the right place at the right time, we really want you to feel confident about getting involved.
Another person who was at the Restart a Heart Day event at Queen Ethelberger's was Melissa Lofthouse, who is in Year 8. She actually had an experience once where she had to perform CPR, which is why she knows how important training like this is. Here's Millicent in the class where the children present were learning chest compressions.
And I've once done it before on a proper person, so it's kind of nice to refresh. So I had to go up to the person to do it, but I didn't want to do the breath, so my mum did the breath. It's very different to real life.
You can see pictures of the CPR Restart a Heart training at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate at strayfm.com/family. And for more information on Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, just visit qe.org.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.